The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are now in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are now in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
Hello and greetings and welcome to another edition of the In Deep Show. Why am I sounding like this is the first time we've ever recorded? Because my voice is doing crazy things and I just want to see how it sounded before I actually started talking. Yeah. I'm your man, Big B. This is the In Deep Show. Thank you for being here. It's going to be a struggle today, I see, but that's okay. Struggles is what we know here. But we're here, nonetheless. I'm not alone. I got my crew. Do things in a different order today. I would, at this time, like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, put your hands on your heart, and all hail the queen.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Hello.
All right, now you guys can return to your seats, grab a cold beverage.
Yes, sir.
And welcome to Doctor.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know how I do it. I'm giving y'all the stories the way I get them. And don't bet the house on it. What's up, y'all?
How's everybody doing?
It's where you get them, huh?
There you go. I'm doing good, bro.
Good.
Yeah, it's been heated up the last couple of days. Jesus Christ.
Man.
What you gonna do?
Land alive.
The heat is on.
Okay.
Yeah.
End it up.
I liked it. It's actually pretty welcome, especially to a fat boy that's in the weight loss process again. You know, just
sweat it out.
Sweat just come off you. It's like, all right.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
No, not yet, man.
I'm 7 pounds in.
Bravo.
All right.
I'm saying 90 degrees, not yet. It is May.
Yeah. Does make your talcum powder bill raise up a little bit.
Well, all right.
Shouldn't be using it, though. Might get cancer.
Uh-oh.
I don't...
Is that a new study?
Yeah,
I thought that was on an internal basis.
No, the lady just she sued and won because she'd been using, like, baby powder, like, for
Johnson
&
Johnson or something like
right.
that? Okay.
So, yeah. I don't know how much she won, but she won.
Yeah, she won. But I mean, I don't have the same opening.
Who said she was putting it down there?
That's what she was putting.
I think that's
she
what they said.
I thought she was putting it like, you know, you normally do under boob. Then, you know, squirt a little bit in your, you know.
I think she was trying to keep it a little cool, a little dry.
Instead of just
smelling good. Dry, smelling good, or both.
Instead of just going to get the pap smear, she was just putting...
Right,
Johnson down there.
Oh man,
okay. Trying to ward off the flies. And
Maybe a little salt water would have did better.
Or maybe she was just trying to keep it cool. I don't know. I figured she was probably putting it everywhere. Like I said, you know, you got it on your chest, got it on your boob,
and it just slipped down there.
No, I said everywhere.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. You know, she went down south and then came up north
in the armpits area. Too.
Right. And then around the neck. Cause I noticed women. Well, back in the day, I don't see it too much. But remember back in the day, you could see powder.
Yeah.
Around their neck. You're like,
that's what I was saying. That's probably what she's doing.
I've heard that you need to have powder on.
She's probably escaped.
Oh, that one is.
Oh, okay. So I used to look at that and be like, can't suck your breath today.
Right. That was your a turn off.
Powdered out.
I know. Shit started bubbling up.
I'll tell you, when you get that stuff in your mouth, it's not a good thing.
It has no flavor.
No, it has all types of qualities that are not good.
Okay.
Hence, inspect your breasts before you put them in the mouth.
Yeah, some women just went overboard with the powder, man. Oh, my God. Damn. Did you mean to come out the house looking like that? Shit.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not going to be hot today. Not today, son. Not today.
I mean, does it really keep you cool?
Supposedly,
it does have some cooling power. Mm-hmm. Especially the Gold Bond. That Gold Bond be doing wonders.
Oh, okay. Also, what? It deflects the heat, the rays from the sun from hitting your skin? Just,
I don't think it deflects.
You know, I'm trying to get scientific. Because
it's like underneath your shirt, so I don't know.
Well, sometimes you can see it like outside.
That's what I said. I think they were overzealous.
Oh, okay.
They just did too much.
They went here and it just rised up and rised above. Okay, all right. Okay. Hey, well, all right.
So normally at this point we would ask about the weekend, but or how the week has been. But I don't even know if that's what we want to do today.
Sure, why not?
How's everyone's week?
Week was okay. They still, it ain't nothing changed. They still killed them, bro. But never than that. On top of that, now the heat is coming in. That shit is really no fun. But hey, I got to do what I can do so I can do better. La la la. And cue the violins.
And cue an old Negro spiritual.
Hey, there you go. And just pray for me.
For you.
Yo, yeah. Where my damn tambourine? You stripped me of my
absolutely.
Robe.
Oh, you were overdoing it, Holmes.
Yes, you were.
Oh, I wasn't.
No, I'm saying. I guess so. It's not there. So,
all right. I'm buy my own. God damn it, I'm gonna take it with me too. I know you're gonna try to hide them as soon as I leave there.
Just leave it in the truck.
Right. I wanted to have some like a little small ones. I can just
buy some maracas.
Can't even think about that.
Let's see. It felt like a long week, but it was good. It moved slowly, and it was Friday.
Okay,
and all was right with the land.
Sounds good. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing,
isn't it? I didn't do anything though, besides work.
Yeah, this was
excitement.
Right. This was a funny sort of week. It wasn't. It seemed to start off fast and then it kind of ended slow for me. Hmm. I don't know. Yeah. But it made it. I made it. What happened?
There you go. We all made it.
Yeah. We hope you did too.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
It's always good to get the Friday.
Come on, let's get that energy going. Come on, y'all.
All right. All right. Hey, let's do it tonight.
I just feel so like,
Yeah. We gonna get it.
I don't know. Maybe it's 10. Maybe I'm sober. I don't know.
That's what it is right there.
Wait, what are you doing like that? You look glitter.
Got some white stuff under your nose, too.
Don't even do it.
Hey, I took a shot.
I was like, don't even play with that, y'all. Don't even.
You got some glitter, though?
Do I?
You have a fleck of glitter. I guess it's actually this side.
I don't know.
Did it right the first time?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't do anything. That's the funny part.
didn't happen to throw any money in any direction.
I sure the hell did not.
Just saying.
Now I have, but
didn't have any money thrown at you.
I don't understand that. Like, do you get when you like you get money back? Like, if I'm like a baller, and I throw like $11,000. Do I get any of that back?
No.
I mean. Because I'm like, people going to strip clubs and spending like thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. I don't get none of that back. I mean, none of that's just for show.
I mean, you get back the the warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing that you just helped some child get a new pair of Jordans.
Mm. Somebody paid their rent. You know what? I was watching something. Tuition. I don't know if it was TMZ. Or what? But they were saying sometimes like the like you have like celebrities, they'll go to strip clubs. Sometimes either they said they'll match their dollars or they'll give them money to throw or something. I can't remember what the guy said.
Oh, really?
I'm going to have to check Doc Sauce's on that.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do some research and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, okay. No, I'll probably need to just, right. Checking myself. But it was something, seriously, it was something like that. Because I was like, how can somebody afford to go to a strip club and spend $100,000, $11,000, $20,000, and you just like, you know.
No tax write-off.
It ain't, I mean, you can't write, come on now, you can't write that on your taxes.
That's what I'm saying. Why do it?
Or can you?
I doubt it.
Because I mean, could it be like a donation to like the Because you can't really monitor
that. You can Okay, I'm telling you, I threw out $120,000.
I'm saying it could be a donation to her college fund.
It could be, but
you got the right accountant or CPA. Could be a possibility.
And you do it enough, I guess.
Could be a possibility. But I'm just wondering, like, how do people, like, really? Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
I never got that anyway. I mean, just putting ones and tens and fives in the broad. I wasn't ever really into that, no way. That's just me.
Yeah. Yeah, but there are people that, like, live in a strip club.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to give up $15, $20 back in the day, I want something in return. I might as well just go ahead and buy a little something on the side. I'm not going to just give it away.
$15 What do you mean?
Mm. Hey, get a little skeezing. Back in the
get
day.
What you pay
no,
for.
No, I don't. Back in $20. Yeah. I mean, I can think
you
like see, a.
Sometimes you ain't need that.
A lap dance or something in the champagne.
No, room. I'm not even like talking about going in the club. I'm talking about something else.
Oh, you talking about like a crack whore.
But yeah, there you go. There you go.
Oh, Lord. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, you ain't never got one B?
The thing, a crack whore? Hell, fuck no.
Okay. Yeah, you will say that right now.
No, I will say that anytime you ask me that. No crack whores happening over here.
Okay. All right.
Crackle. That you use that term loosely. Clearly, you don't mean crackle.
$15, $20. I'm kind of feeling like you did, because you said not in the club. What did you say? What were your words?
What you just said? Not in the club.
I think you mean more along the lines of chick out there tricking.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a big difference.
Really?
A chick out there tricking could be just out there trying to get some money. She ain't a crackhead.
Well, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You're right.
Crackhead is toothless.
Maybe really using talcum powder. Okay. Maybe using talcum powder. Maybe not.
Okay. All right. See, that's what just, see, yeah, those are the crackheads y'all seen. I mean, there's been some crackheads, like when you catch them when they first start being on crack.
Oh.
No. I'll tell you, they ain't that bad. Now, see, the ones y'all talk about, the ones that's been out there
so
for
it's
a
the after.
Long time. Y'all talk about the veteran crack hoe.
All I'm going to say is,
if you catch the rookies, when they act, you would name them.
All I'm going to say is, the next thing you hear, I could not have meant anymore.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
Woo. All right. Let me see. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
All right, so you thought I forgot that, didn't you?
You almost did.
I almost sure did. Steve Harvey, man. You know what? I thought the stuff between him and his ex-wife was over, but apparently it is not. Okay, my girl, her name is Mary Harvey. That's Steve Harvey's ex-wife. Now, this whole divorce thing was supposed to have been finalized back in 2005. 2005 now. Now, she says she's still feeling some ill effects from the battle. Okay, Murray says her name is Mary R. Harvey. She says she's emotionally and physically destroyed after losing her son, her business, and, you know, just the joy of Mother's Day and all this old bullshit, dog. She wants $60 million. Now, I don't know how much she got in the first divorce thing back in 2005, but I think it should be enough. I think it would be enough. I could have did a little bit more research on this, but I was a little pressed for time. Yeah, I know you going to say something. But did y'all hear anything about that, though?
What about...
The first divorce thing back in 2005, how much money she might have got.
I don't remember.
But I would think, you know, Steve would have broke her off, you know, with a smash.
Was it? Yeah, I'm sure he was making money in 2005. Because I know he had his, remember that show he had?
Which one? That Bama, damn.
No, I mean like you're talking about the TV show.
Oh, Family Feud?
No. It was the
when he had the kids.
Yeah, he was like the principal, or no, he wasn't.
Cedric
was
on there. Yeah, Cedric the Entertainer was on there. Yeah.
What's her name? Wendy something something
was the principal.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, but you were
3 days. So he had money.
Woke up cussing,
yelling and cussing, drip, dripping and puss. I wonder.
Oh, okay.
Don't try to ignore it.
Let it go. Right. I would think he would have smashed off or whatever, you know, and she would be all right. But apparently, you know, I guess not. You know, so
wait, did her son die or what? Did you?
That's what it sounded like. That's what she made it sound like. I don't know if Steve took the son or the son, but I don't remember anything. I don't remember hearing about his son dying. Why is my thing burning like this? But anyway, she's trying to get some more money. She said
it's a little too late.
I don't know, yeah.
2005 to 2017. Right, I mean, like, right. What do you?
Well, maybe she even fucked up the money.
Maybe. I'm like, he done moved on.
Right. Yeah. He moved on. You sure did?
Yeah, I'm like, he moved on. He's married.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what, you know, maybe that's what she really fucked up about. You know, not saying all females, but some females, you know, after, you know, you break up, you know, you still got to kind of hold on him and in your mind mentally. And then once he's moved on and you haven't moved on, you're like, what is wrong with me? And you just, you know, get into the swimming pool of sorrow. Man, that was poetic, wasn't it?
Okay,
you just want to play some more shit. I know what you up there, though. All right. Anyway, moving on. Lil Wayne, he's pissed at this dude named Martin Shirelli. Okay, now y'all know Carter 5 is getting ready to come out soon. That joint been held back forever. But if I'm not mistaken, Lil Wayne is with Jay-Z now, right? The Rockefeller joint. But anyway, this dude, Martin Shirelli, he done leaked out some of the daggone music and shit. Lil Wayne pissed about that shit.
Wait a minute real quick. Okay. So, it's Mary Harvey, that's what you say, right? She's suing him for child endangerment, torture, conspiracy against rights, kidnapping, breach of contract, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. I forgot he was married. This is like his third marriage. He's on now.
Oh, is this third one?
I think it's just said something.
God damn, Steve.
Yeah, he was married from 1980 to 1994, the 96 to 2005. So the last one is the one who's suing. I mean, who she's suing him. Mary.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
That's just another case of getting gassed up.
Yeah, so they do have a 19-year-old son. And it said in 2005, the defendant kidnapped their son, 8-year-old son, and didn't allow her to see him. So he didn't die.
So Steve just took him and said, you ain't going to see his ass no more.
Or maybe the kid didn't want to see her. Who knows?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. But anyway.
And I ain't even going to bring in the fact that he deemed himself the fucking... the master of relationships and all that old bullshit.
Yeah, let's not even jump on that.
That's another whole story. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, this dude here. And you know what's funny, though? Okay, I'm going to get on it again. Once I had said it, it seemed like everybody started saying it.
Saying what?
Who made Steve Harvey the guru of relationships? Oh. You know, I'm like, damn, I thought I said, didn't I say that like on the show a couple, 3 weeks ago? You know, so I'm just going to claim that right there. But anyway, yeah. my man right here, Montrelli, man, he got Lil Wayne pissed, man. He been leaking out the little Carter 5 music shit, Lil Wayne.
Doc, back that story again. You said something about Jay-Z and Rockefeller?
Yeah, I thought Lil Wayne left Birdman and went to Jay-Z's label, the Rockefeller label.
I don't think that's happened.
Oh, it hasn't happened yet?
I think it's something that's in talks because he's been beefing with Birdman, but I don't think anything's happened.
Okay.
Just one of those rumors.
Got you. Yeah, but like I said, my man put out, he leaked some of the stuff from the Carter 5 and Lil Wayne pissed. And Lil Wayne said, man, if you don't give me back, now, this is what I'm tripping off of. Lil Wayne said, look, give me back your copy of the album, man, and I'm going to squash it. My whole thing is, you go to the album. There you go. Nigga, I done made 20 million copies and shit and shit, you know, stuff like that, but yep, Lil Wayne said if you hear anything else, that you know, and they had a dude, Shirelli, live streaming music out while people could see him doing it and listen to it at the same time. That's why Lil Wayne knew he was doing it. So Lil Wayne, you know, you might have a shit. If I see him doing that, that's a lawsuit. I think that, you know, I'm suing everybody. You know, they call me lawsuit. I just start suing his ass off of that. If he ain't got no money, ain't no use suing him. But anyway, let me see. Moving on. Hey, did y'all see Straight Outta Compton?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the dude that played Suge Knight. Apparently, he mm-hmm. he played that joint though. My man played that joint. Now apparently, this dude, his name is Richard Taylor. He hasn't come out of character yet.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This Bama going around getting in trouble and shit. This Bama, they're getting ready to charge him. He's been charged with misdemeanor battery and is currently being held in the Miami jail. Okay, this Bama going around beating up security guards and all this cat. Yeah. And they didn't even really say why he beat up the security guard. They just saying that that was the latest fiasco. And he's been doing a whole lot of other shit before then, but they didn't really get down to it. But they say, yeah, my man was in character. He did play Suge Knight to the T. I got to give it to him. Like, I knew Suge Knight. But he, you know, he made me feel like he was Suge Knight. And what'd you think, B?
Very knightish.
Yeah, he was very knightish. Okay, we gonna give him that. That completes my diagnosis. We got a whole lot of more coming up. Don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Right, girl.
Yep.
Oh, there you go. He agrees. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate you. As we always like to say, you have any feedback? InDeepShow@yahoo.com. like to hit us up with some verbal feedback, 202-750-1437. So we're going to actually get into some verbal feedback first, and then we'll move it on to the written.
But indeed, Chill Nephew, BTG again. When are y'all coming out here, man? Bring y'all ass to California. Come on, man. Come to L.A. this summer. If not this summer, next... No, not next summer. Next summer, I got a packed summer. No, you got to come in the summertime. Furious Styles, Queen, Mark, and Extra. Come on, man. Let's go to the Drew League. Let's go to the. Let's go see some VBL games at Venice Beach. Let's go to, let's do an escape room. Do y'all got escape rooms out there? Let's do that. You know we're going to eat. We're going to eat good. We're going to eat good, okay? I'm not talking about that Roscoe bullshit, dog. We're going to eat good. Come on, man. Y'all got to come out west. Just one time for your boy, man. Come on, a whole weekend. Whole weekend just eating and drinking. And we're going to stay away from Hollywood. You know what I mean? Unless y'all want to go. If y'all want to go over there, that's cool. But come on, man. Y'all got to come out west with your boy one time. Let's check out some summer league. Or at least let's go to Vegas and check out some summer league game. All right, y'all don't want to do the basketball thing? Come on, let's just walk the strip and just drink. I know I can't drink with... I'm not a drinker like that, okay? And I like fruity drinks. You know what I'm saying? My drink's got to have some flavor to it. But, I mean, let's go chill, man. Let's go relax. All right.
Cool. I'm down for it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if Doc can get out, but...
Doc ain't...
It's like, ain't nobody ask you nothing, man.
Doc might FaceTime
ask
me.
You nothing. You know?
if iPhone 3 is FaceTime.
Hello, shit. Y'all can just walk down Venice Beach and I'll be on the... Hey, who is that? I'll be on the screen.
BTG, you've... It was a gracious offer. I hope you haven't just written a check that you're behind can't cash. Cause see you, when you fucking with Styles and Queen, you fuck around and get the next thing smoking. They don't give a fuck if it's a camel with a cigarette in his mouth, and we'll be the fuck out there. And then you like, Christmas tree had me washing the car and cutting the grass this weekend, so I can't really fuck with y'all this weekend.
Boo.
So don't.
That wouldn't happen.
Don't write no checks yet. But, and then, you know, the sad thing about it is actually we'd actually probably be coming more to see Miss Christmas Tree and Lil Pumpkin Pie. So you could be at the basketball games. We'll be playing with the baby.
But that sounds like fun, though. I would totally.
Absolutely. No, all jokes aside. Yeah. Seriously, all jokes aside, we're gonna make that happen. We are gonna make that happen, and we gonna sit around and powwow, and we're gonna do all that good shit. Promise. Shit, I got a stack of Southwest gift cards I gotta burn up anyway.
There you go.
Fuck around, make this happen.
Oh man,
what you looking like next weekend, Queen?
Let me go to my calendar.
One phone call for me. I mean, you let me know. We can be out of here on a Thursday or early Friday.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we get back.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to the next feedback.
What up, IDS fam? This is your boy, K-Mart. Wanted to talk about Mother's Day and what I did for mine. But first, to Drew Baby and Dammit Gina, happy Mother's Day to you two. And also the Mother Deepsters out there, happy Mother's Day to you all as well. My Mother's Day, pretty much, I kind of had it set.
Let me just pause right there.
Okay.
Queen Neen is the mother of this show, so you wish her a happy Mother's Day, too. As we continue.
That's right.
Probably about like a month or two ago, I actually flew out to LA for Mother's Day. My mom didn't even know I was coming. She did know my sister was coming, but didn't even know I was coming. And it's funny, a couple of days prior to me leaving out, my sister, who didn't know I was coming, said, "What are we doing for Mother's Day?" And I kind of lied in our little family group chat and said, "Oh no, nah, I can't make it. I'm not. I got to work on Sunday, so I won't be able to make it out." But only people who knew where I was really coming was my dad and my fiance. And so I kind of hit my sister on the sidebar, text him like, "Dude, shut up. Mom doesn't know I'm coming." So. Fast forward to Friday, my dad picks me up from the airport, go home for a second, chill out, and then told her, like, "Hey, I'm trying to surprise her." So we drive up to my mom's job. My dad is like, "All right, I'm going to go in. I'm going to go get her for lunch, and you come in, like, 2 minutes later." So go in. He goes in. 2 minutes later, I walk in with her dog. Her back is actually towards the door where you walk in at. And so I'm coming closer, and my dad is actually seeing me walking in. And like as I'm coming close, she turns around and sees her dog, but sees me. And she does kind of a double take. And it's like, "Oh, my gosh, you're here. When did you get in here?" And so she was all happy and everything like that. And I'm like, "Yeah, I got in this morning." And I was like, "Yeah, I kind of had to throw you for a loop. But yeah, I was coming. This has been planned for like a couple months." So she was extremely happy about that. Afterwards, like I said, we took her to lunch, kind of just chilled out for a little bit. She had to go back to work. And when she got home, I actually had a gift for her. And it's pretty simple. It's actually this pizza place in Chicago that actually opened up a location out in Arizona where I'm at. And so what I did was I went, ordered the pizza, had it frozen, and I brought it with me on the plane and everything like that. And so once I got back, of course, put it in the freezer. And when she got home, I gave it to her. She was hella happy. It's like a sense of nostalgia for her because when she'll tell me when she was pregnant with me, she will always make that trip to downtown Chicago to get a pizza. And of course, like my grandmother was all complaining, "Why are you going downtown to get a doggone pizza? You're 9 months pregnant. You don't need to be doing all that driving." So she was extremely happy about that. And so, hey, that's my mom, and so hey, she knows I'll move heaven and earth for her, and so she was very happy about that. Pretty much the rest of the night just kind of chilled out. Saturday, same thing. On Sunday, we went to church, and then we went out to dinner. But overall, I mean, it was a great weekend. She told me on a number of occasions that I'm so happy that you came out here. So that was pretty much it for my Mother's Day. Anyway, great show as always, you guys. Catch up with you guys later. Peace out.
Well, all right.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, right. I was getting ready to cry. And I'm hungry.
Man, when he said that Chicago pizza. I'm actually glad that he tied in the whole, his mom's pregnancy and everything with him with the significance of the pizza, because I was scratching my head for a second like, "Got your mom pizza for Mother's Day." Oh, but man, that's dope. Yeah. That's super
very,
dope.
Very, very sweet. Cool.
Now, Queen, on another note, mm-hmm. speaking of Mr. Kmart, have you noticed anything about Kmart in the recent year or anything?
Can't say that I have.
I've noticed a big change in Kmart in the recent year. You know what I've noticed?
What is that?
I've noticed,
yeah, B,
since he's gotten engaged, he's been upgraded.
Oh,
well, there you go.
Then think back, Queen. Think back with me. Remember,
you know, I used to beat that block.
Remember an early young Kmart didn't do much, was always at work. didn't really do this, didn't really do that, kind of just chilled out on the weekend. Now, until my turn up, he's on the East Coast chilling. He in Cali chilling. He making this move, he making that move. He hitting us up like, yo, let's go here. I'm going to say he's been upgraded.
Okay.
Shouts out to the fiance for having the ability to upgrade her man. That's a good thing. Most dudes look at that as a bad thing. All of us can stand some upgrade.
Absolutely.
And my man has been upgraded. And even if it's just an internal upgrade that he knows he has a partner that'll hold him down while he makes these moves, an upgrade is an upgrade.
Oh, man.
So shouts out to you, Miss Fiance.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. That's dope.
That's a beautiful thing.
I'm going to tell you, this IDS fam is amazing. Oh, man. Even though they want to stay hidden. How you doing, New Mexico? New Mexico, stand up. How you doing? Just want to meet you. Just want to say hi. A name. Something.
New Mexico. Just like one person?
Just one person in New Mexico.
Okay. That's funny.
New Mexico.
Let's make it two.
Hey, New Mexico, you don't have no friends?
Right.
You can tell one more person listening to the show, so we can add two out there.
Right. So that feedback, it was the question that was posted. How did you let your mom know she was number one this year? Let IDS know, we'll be the judge. Oh, do you remember this part? Whoever moves us the most wins an IDS drink pack.
No.
You forgot you put that?
No, I didn't forget.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, so, Kmart's going to get that anyway.
Okay.
I didn't say Kmart
well,
is.
Yeah.
And, Kmart is on the inner circle of IDS fans.
Yeah, I was going to say Rude Boy also. And I'm like.
No, Rude Boy is on restriction right now. No, you don't got to apologize. Rude Boy's on restriction.
I owe him a drink back.
Okay, and so, you'll be owing him for a minute.
I've been owing him for a minute.
And it'll continue. Rude Boy's on restriction right now.
Whatever, dog.
Now, Rude Boy has been smelling his bath salts lately.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Uh-oh. And he been getting cute. So until he responds to these messages,
well,
instead of taking,
I'm
back
still gonna
those
read
shots.
Read his feedback anyway.
Absolutely, read it.
So he
read
said, he got his mom flowers, donuts, balloons, and her favorite drink, Amarora. I don't know that. What is that, like a liqueur or something? I meant to look it up so I could see what it was, but I forgot to look it up. So, but yeah, but that's sweet.
Absolutely.
So I'm wondering where, like, does mom live versus where he lives?
Right.
So,
and cool. I haven't heard anything about. I mean, I hope I'm not putting this business too much out there. I haven't heard anything about Rude Boy on the road anymore.
I don't know.
Usually when we hear from him, it's he's on the road, he's doing his thing, and you know, hope everything's all right. You know, holler at your man Big B, Rude Boy, even though you on restriction right now.
Okay, since we're talking about him, let's see. So what I think is a quick question. So he was saying, what is your favorite meal or food to cook? How do you cook it? What do you drink with it? And what's your least favorite? And he said, me, I like baked lamb with sweet potatoes, a side of stir-fried spinach, onions, mushrooms, red wine to wash it down.
So Rude Boy's asking us, what's our favorite meal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
What's your favorite meal to cook? And how do you cook it? And what do you drink it with? You can say what's your least favorite, too, if you want.
Rude Boy, in all honesty, I'm a type of dude that, like, I go out and eat, and when I do, I try to mimic meals that I've eaten. So it's hard for me because, like, I do a lot of one-off things that I've never gone back and done again. But I will say, to date, I think one of the best things I've ever cooked was a curry chicken chowder. It brought a tear to my eye, I'll be honest with you. I was so dope. Uh-oh, Queen is giving me the Kembe Mutombo finger. Hold on, wait a minute.
Best thing I've ever tasted.
Under you my cooked, house.
Right. Well, in his house, really. It was a pasta that had duck in it. It was really good.
Me?
No. It was either duck or lamb. Yeah. Look, that was a one-off. You don't even remember. I mean, granted, it was a couple of years ago, but it was really good.
See, that's my problem. See, I don't remember. I don't even remember shit that I cooked from.
Yeah,
time
I remember. It was really good.
Fuck.
So, but anyway.
But what do you, to wash it down?
Yeah, wash it down. What do you drink with it?
Rubo, you seen my bar, man. Stop that shit, man. the choices are endless. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever, it just, whatever's with that meal, whatever floats with that meal. So, yeah.
Doc.
Oh, Lord. Let's see.
Doc,
let's
used
see.
To do my, it. Doc, I'm going to put you on a hot seat.
Okay.
Doc, you used to do hella cooking.
I still do.
I don't really hear nothing about your shit no more. Well, I mean, I understand we don't work together no more, so maybe that might be the reason why.
Right.
You used to come to work and be like, yeah, you goddamn well. I remember we was about to have a cook-off contest at work one day. Until we realized the people we was cooking for wasn't worth shit, so we didn't do it. But.
There you go. There you go. They would. But I would have to say my lasagna.
That's what I was going to say for you, too.
Yeah. The ground beef. The Italian sausage, and now I got a new ingredient, the chorizo sausage. Mm-hmm. I kind of, you know, substitute a little bit for the Italian sausage, but it's pretty much the same thing. It just got a little more that little unto. Yeah. Put that all together with the ricotta cheese. You know what else I like to use now is the pepper jack cheese. I never really did that, but the pepper jack cheese, I'm telling y'all, if you're a lasagna fan, any kind of, you know, noodle fan, you got the cheese in it, the pepper jack cheese, oh my God, that y'all put that in it. Let me see the drink. I'm going to have to say the, this is a hard one. I'm just gonna say this: the small liquor bowl.
Okay. Doc, on that same note, before you get to that, you know what I'm working on that I haven't executed yet, but I'm just putting my notes together and I'm perusing recipes and stuff like that to kind of take elements from. I'm working on a white sauce vegetable lasagna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking. That's what I'm looking to execute.
Okay.
I'm looking for a white sauce vegetable lasagna recipe that I'm working on now, and I'm working on a all vegetable baked ziti as well. That one I think I'm gonna keep either on a red sauce or maybe do a vodka sauce.
Okay.
But yeah, those are the two things that I got cooking in the laboratory right now.
Let me know.
Yes, sir. Trying to do this better eating thing. And,
right. Cool, man.
No doubt.
Cool.
Which is funny because one of my things is baked ziti, but normally I use ground turkey and I don't do the, you know, other sausage, all that stuff. So just like ground turkey veggies, and then salmon. Now, what I don't like to cook is fried chicken, because that is some dangerous shit.
Now, my wife, she's excellent at that. Fried, baked, rotisserie, any kind of chicken.
She's good.
Now, I'm going to go out on a limb with the fried chicken thing. So, to me personally, like when I make my fried chicken, I use my deep fryer. But for some reason, when you see people fried chicken in cast iron skillet, mm-hmm. or a nice good frying pan, that chicken tastes so much better. Mm-hmm. I ain't even gonna lie.
I mean, the pan, you know, got all the juices and the seasonings from a billion years of cooking in it. So that's probably why.
My God.
And let's see, to wash it down, I don't know, it just kind of depends on my mood. I'm kind of like B. It's like, it could be anything. So I can't really... Can't really pinpoint.
Yeah, to be honest with you, to get off of the alcohol thing, sometimes shit, a glass of milk, a big ass glass of milk with ice in it. Well, all right.
Lactose
and there you go. There you go. That happens sometimes too after you drink the milk.
But I will say that dish that Rude Boy said, lamb. Okay. It sounds really good.
I've been told, I actually have a friend of mine that keeps asking me to do a lamb roast for them. When I make lamb, I like it, but my problem is it doesn't digest well with me all the time. Like, I'll eat lamb today, and Wednesday morning, I will still be burping that shit up. You know what I mean? It's like, you be like, you know, and it's like,
You still taste it when you
So it turns me off from wanting to cook it again.
Gotcha.
So, but when I have my moment where I want it, I'll get that joint. And I usually...
How often have you cooked lamb? Because I've never cooked lamb.
I usually do it about twice, maybe three times a year.
Okay.
And I usually just do a lamb. I don't do chops. I usually just do a roast.
Okay.
And I'll season that joint down, let it sit overnight, put in slow cooker with the celery,
gotcha,
potatoes, carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of let it do its thing.
Okay.
But that's right.
I wonder if Rude Boy meant to say Amarula, which is that South African liqueur. Maybe he just had a typo. Yeah, that stuff is pretty tasty over ice cream.
See?
I don't know if you can get it here or not. You probably can.
Coming to you soon.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty.
And see, that's another thing, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like making stuff where you got to go to all these special stores and shit to get the ingredients and shit. If I can't get it from Shoppers, I'm not going all out my way to do all that bullshit.
But see, that's part of you know what I do with that? It's part of it. Because my thing is, it's like for me being a big dude shopping, like I'm not a dude that can go to the store and buy a whole outfit. So, you know, when I shop in pieces, like, boom, I see a shirt, I hold it. It might sit in the closet for 4 or 5 months before I find the right shoes or whatever to rock with it. But I have it there.
Right.
So it's the same thing, like I could be watching, like, a cooking show or something like that, and I'll see a spice or something, and I'll just go grab the spice and just have it. So when you bump into that recipe that calls for it, you're like,
okay,
got that up there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
No doubt. And I know in your travels you pass at least one Yes Organic.
You're right. I do.
Yeah. Pop into a Yes Organic and look at their fresh spice section where, you know, you bag your own spice and, you know, they weigh it for you and all and pay by that. You're going to go nuts. Yeah, man. You can go in and you can sample those things.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Yeah, man.
I hate to get a bag of something that I don't fucking like.
See, a lot of people that cook don't do that. You just take spices and just put it on your tongue and see what it does to your palate. And from that, you can be like, this will go good on this protein or whatever, what have you. And you can make some nice shit, you know, going with that approach.
Good shit.
All right. Cooking 101.
That boy good. All right,
let's move on. So let's see. The question we asked last week, and this is, it was, if you met someone, dated them for a few months, then they revealed their name was totally different than the name you previously told them, would you stay in a relationship with them or break up? And Miss Davis.
Before you read that answer.
Okay.
So I did reach back out to that person.
Okay.
And they are actually waiting for these answers. So it's not like they sent this question in like 6 months ago and they've long since made their decision. They are in limbo.
Still actively.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, we already gave our opinion.
Right.
And then the next time we do a Dating Sucks, we'll ask Diego and Sonia.
Absolutely.
But so in the meantime, Ms. Davis said it depends on why they changed their name. If it was due to criminal activity, I'm out. So that's something to worry
I don't know, though. About. If his name was like Diablo Escobar and he had 20 million stashed somewhere in the garage and he had to change his name when he moved back over here, you know, now you don't want to fuck with him because he changed his name. But this dude worth 20 billion. He got 20 billion in 20 the,
billion, 20 million. Which one? Because that's totally different.
It don't matter. Well, either one is good. Okay, let's just go with the smaller amount. Let's go with 20 million. And then the next thing you know, you're like, damn, I told him I couldn't fuck with him, and now I know he got 20
Man, million. Forget all that. Yeah. If he got that money from, like, he stole that junk from, like, a drug cartel or something, that means they're looking for his
ass.
I
didn't say he stole it.
Well, you just said...
I said he had it hidden.
Where'd he get it from, though?
Selling drugs or whatever.
As a man that has just gone through 2.5 weeks of no sleep...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm...
Nah, man, listen.
Okay, all right.
Because eventually I feel like it's going to catch up to him.
Okay, okay.
You trying to tell us something, Doc?
No, I ain't trying to tell you.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep it real like they say. Yeah.
Hey, Queen, do me a favor. Get your shovel and meet me in Doc's backyard.
What? It ain't back there. I mean, you know, if I had it, it wouldn't be right. Back there.
He was like, shit. I mean, shit. Now I'm looking at you.
Nah, you know, I watch a lot of movies.
No, I know.
You know, shit.
It's not Under the Doghouse.
And if I had it, I wouldn't German be Shepherd here. You think I'd fucking be here?
I would hope so.
You'd have to play it off with the government.
I mean, you'd be here or in prison or in a grave, so I'd rather you here.
He's like,
since you put it that way, I was like,
well.
Oh, what's the next issue?
Right, okay.
What do you have on your phone?
So, okay, so just another quick thing, too. Goes back to Rude Boy. He was asking if we'd if we've seen shots fired. And if so, what's your thoughts? I can say I have not seen one episode. It looks interesting, but I haven't seen any.
I've seen a few minutes of it, but I have a... unhealthy infatuation with Sanaa Lathan, so I couldn't really follow the storyline because all I was doing was just looking at her like, when are we going to get married? So I couldn't really answer the question.
Rude Boy, I saw one episode. It was pretty good. She did some good acting, man. She did good acting like she usually
no,
does.
No. She did great acting, great sir. Acting. Don't disrespect.
You're right.
Thank you.
That horny bastard.
I will fight you.
Yeah. But I don't know. It was too much dialogue and not enough action for me. I mean, it you know, I watched the whole episode. Don't get me wrong. I watched the whole episode because I think it was like I'm going to say the second episode of the whole little thing. But, you know, sometimes they try to start it off real slow. And then the more you watch it, they, you know, it's more action and more whatever. But, you know, I guess, you know, some people that really don't look for a lot of action and, you know, look for the intelligence and the dialogue and the all that kind of stuff in a show would love it. But I don't know. It just didn't show me too much, man. Enough to keep my attention. So, but other than that, it was okay. It was great.
Okay.
But my thing is American Gods. That's what I want to get into, but I don't know. That one ain't showing me too much either, man. But I just skipped the whole subject. All
right. You're just like,
Well, you know, hey. You know.
You don't know. Just like, hey.
It's okay.
Hey. Yeah. All right. So let's get into...
My wife loves it.
Oh, yeah. Because that guy on the show, he's boring.
I don't know his name. Oh, yeah. Her, yeah.
Yeah, that dude is boring. Yeah. I've just seen him in interviews, but he's boring.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't know his name. Mm-hmm. Don't need to know
just
his
like
name.
Rosewood. That shit ain't come back on you.
We all hatery.
Well, nah. I'm not hating on...
Morris Chestnut.
I'm not hating on him. But sometimes, I mean, sexy can only take you so far. You know, you got to be good. I mean, you got to put yourself into that shit, man, and what? Make people believe you.
Well, I mean,
I think a lot of times that's why series and shit like that don't last. You know, because they try to be so politically correct, and you know, you gotta, you know, damn it. You know, like we do, we put our fucking selves in this goddamn show as much as we can. And that's why we have the fucking following that we do, because we are who we are. And this is what we do.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
That moment was brought to you by Blue Bull. Blue Bull, the drink of those who do bull.
We might hear that sound bite again.
Right. Anywho. All right. Let's get a little bit serious. So watching TV over, you know, the last couple of weeks, and actually, well, last year, in the I would say 2016, 15, 16, 17. So there have been a lot of like statue removals of Confederate, soldiers or, and like signs, even in Virginia, in Arlington, no, I'm sorry, Alexandria, they were talking about changing the name of Jeb Stuart, which is a school that's been there forever, as long as I can remember. So now, just recently in Charlottesville, Virginia, they are removing a Robert E. Lee statue. And of course, you know, you had all these white nationalists that were up in arms, and they came with torches, you know, which is very reminiscent to the KKK. And then they were chanting "All White Lives Matter." So my question to you guys is, how do you feel about the removal of statues? You know, do you think that, you know, they should stay? Because that is a part of our, you know, history. What do you think? Hello?
Oh, I saw a little sign over there. I thought you wanted to go first. Let's see. First of all, I'm against anything, you know, that has a rebel flag or anything that shows that they didn't like black people way back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But on the other hand, I'm play devil's advocate. On the other hand, you know, you need stuff, I guess, to remind you that they are people, or they were people, and they, you know, of course we still have people like that that exist. They have rights just as much as we have rights to say take it down. I guess they have rights to say keep it up too, you know. But I guess it's the way that maybe we should have some kind of Congress or legislation that have us all come together and say, you know, why they should keep it up or why they should take it down, you know. But I don't think it should result in violence or, you know, coming with torches and all that old type of bullshit. You know, I mean, if it's up, it's up. If it's down, it's coming down. But you can take it down. That doesn't mean it's going to, you know, stop any racism from happening around, you know, whatever it is. Okay, all right, I tell you what. If you're going to leave Robert E. Lee statue or whatever, why can't we just put a Martin Luther King statue beside it? Let's do that. You know, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, either way, the racism isn't gonna go away, and just the fact that you're taking a statue down isn't gonna, like, you know, wipe out all racism in that community or that country or that part of the city or whatever it is. So, I don't know. I would like, myself personally, I would like to see it come down, but, you know, I wouldn't like to see anybody getting hurt, any of our people, any ethnicity of color or anyone other than, you know, get hurt just because it's coming down, you know. So I like to see a peaceful protest, and whatever happens, happens.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
In some ways, I sort of agree with some of Doc's points that I feel that just as we say that it should come down, there's just as much argument to keep it up. I think where my thing comes in is, and I know all situations aren't suitable for everyone, but if you really want to protest these places that have these statues or these schools that have these names or what have you, unenroll your children. Put them somewhere else. Remember, they need your attendance to get government funding to keep these institutions open. Or they need, if it's some place that survives on your tuition or what have you, take your kids out of there. If they have an empty school building, or if they have a school building that's not you know, that doesn't have the numbers, it's going to close down. And so my thing is, you can scream and holler all day about what's not right, but showing them your power is, to me, is a better tool, you know. So I mean, federal buildings, stuff like that hold those names, I understand that's a bit of a different animal. But again, what better moment do you have to teach your kids or teach the next generation of who these people are than to have it sort of fly in your face? I mean, these statues weren't all put up in the last 2 years. They've been there for years. So, I mean, have you gone to your parents and asked them why they haven't told you about these people? I mean, why did you have to wait for CNN or WAPO or New York Times or whatever to tell you who these people were for you to get upset now about the fact that these statues that have been there since before your parents' birth need to come down? You know, are these same conversations happening? Or are you just looking for the next Black Lives Matter movement to say, hey, I got a t-shirt, I was there? You know, so, you know, again, like I said, if you want to, you know, when it comes to schools and things of that nature, yeah, hit them in their pocket, hit them where it hurts, and make them take it down or make them close the building. Now, that building can have whatever name it wants. If it's no longer a functioning entity, then it'll be demolished. The hell changing the name. Tear the whole damn building down.
Well, all right.
Tear it down. Tear the roof off the mother. I kind of like, I don't know, agree with like both of you. Because when I was watching the news and they were, you know, protesting, I guess I'll call it protesting. I mean, this is America, so you're able to do that.
There you go.
You know, some other countries aren't as lucky as we are to be able to express their opinions about, you know, certain political issues that are going on. So, you know, so they had a right to do that. Of course, you know, when you have, you know, the good, you're also going to have the bad. So there were people there that were protesting their protest, of course. So police were there trying to keep them from clashing. But I don't know. I mean, I really kind of, that's why the question popped in my head, like, about removing the statues, because it's kind of like, yeah, it's a part of our history. It's a, you know, it's a sucky part of our history, but it's still a part of our history. And, you know, if someone comes up and is like, oh, I don't think that MLK statue should be there because, you know, they say he was an adulterer, so I don't think his statue should be up there. You know, and next thing you know, they're protesting, you know, the removal of the MLK statue. So then, you know, do we want that? What's next? What's going to happen, you know, after that? So that's why I was kind of going back and forth. And I was, even with the name of, you know, and I know Jeb Stuart, the school, as just Stuart. You know what I mean? So never really, honestly, it never really crossed my mind that it was really Jeb Stuart and who Jeb Stuart was, because it was always, oh, we're going to play Stuart, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I mean, and that school's been there again for a million bajillion years. So it's like, do you change it now that, you know, you know, and I was just driving down Jefferson Davis Highway yesterday. I'm like, are they going to change the name of Jefferson Davis Highway? Mm-hmm. You know, like, is that coming next? Mm-hmm. But I was like, well, hell, I'm still going to always call it Jefferson Davis Highway because, right, you know, that's what I've always, yeah, known it to be. Mm-hmm. So even if you change it to John Street, that I'm still going to be calling, yeah, make a left on Jefferson Davis Highway. And, you all know, right, just like when they changed National Airport to Ronald Reagan, I'm like, I'm not calling it that shit. It's always been National Airport. That's what I'm calling it.
And in all, and in all fairness, I don't call BWI Thurgood Marshall.
Yeah, I call it BWI.
It's BWI.
Right. Uh-huh. So, I mean, you know, so those are things, too, to think about, too. It's like, I mean, and of course, you know, BWI to Thurgood Marshall, that's a more of a positive change. But some of it's just that, you know, this is what you've always known.
Right.
You know, so you kind of get comfortable with that. And, you know, so I don't know. I mean, again, I think people have the right to protest, just like you have the right to say anything you want, knowing, you know, you say what you want. That doesn't mean there's not going to be any blowback. So, but, right. So I'm curious, Deepsters, to see what you think about this topic. If you're brave enough, you can put it on our Facebook page. I'm going to post the question shortly. So if you're brave enough to answer the question, because, you know, it can, well, I think our Deepsters are pretty cool, so I don't think it'll get heated. It'll go left. But, you know, and if you don't want to put it on our Facebook page, you can, you know, hit us up at ndeepshow@yahoo.com.
Like, especially like if you're in New Mexico, I really like want to know like how this story is being received in New Mexico.
New Mexico, looking at you, New Mexico. So
I wonder if the person in New Mexico goes to work every day and is like, look, y'all, they talking about me again.
And just laughs. It was kind of like when we, people, the listeners overseas too. Like, I really wanted to know, like, who's in Iraq listening to us? Is it like somebody on a base? Or is that it was, really, yeah, like a...
That was actually the, like, only thing I was actually genuinely mad at Barack Obama about. Because he just... took away 7,000 of our our listeners.
Oh, don't worry, 45 is bringing them back, so don't worry about it. We're gonna soon get an uptick of listeners, so don't you fear. But anyway,
so all of you,
chilling,
all of you men and women in the military, you know, when y'all get back there, just please let all the new enlistees know about, you know, IDS.
Yeah.
How it's brought you through some of the most traumatic things that you've been through in your life and all that good stuff.
Okay.
All right.
But you know what, Queen, on a similar note, mm-hmm, to the whole statue thing, similar but different, mm-hmm, how do you feel about the whole God damn, I can't get his name out now. Joe Pa's statue being taken down.
The molester?
Well, he wasn't the molester. He just didn't blow the whistle.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. It was the other dude.
Right.
I can't remember his name. What? Skidaboopopoopop?
Right.
What?
Something ski.
I can't remember.
Malinsky.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. Whatever. We know the molestery dude.
Right. I always call him Rhythmic Slap.
Ew.
That was the most disturbing thing I think I've ever heard in the last 10 years.
Who said that?
Went on the trial when the guy said he walked into the shower and heard rhythmic slapping.
Oh, like, Lord.
Not the rhythmic slap.
I'm like, that's not the way I want to envision.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you talk about Zandesky?
Zandesky, there you go.
Zandesky.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, the sauces came through.
Man, fuck yeah. See?
When I say a broken clock right twice a day.
Oh, you clock right twice a day.
But anyway, I don't really care. So, that they brought that statue down. Because I'm like, you knew he was in there hurting. I mean, literally. Like, molesting kids, mm-hmm, boys, young men, whatever. You knew that, right, and you was cool with it. Yeah, I'm good.
I mean, was he cool with it, or was he just like, I don't want to get involved?
If you didn't get involved, that means you was cool with it.
Yeah, that's what, you know, it sounded like to me. There you go.
So, mm-hmm, so Doc, you feel all what he accomplished on the football field should be like, fuck that. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
Shit, they removing everything of Bill Cosby, and you know, that motherfucker, but still, they're like removing everything that is Cosby. So I'm like, if you can do that to Cosby, and technically, we, you know, and I'm using air quotes, that, you know, I don't think all the allegations against him have been, you know, found. He's been found guilty in a court of law.
I think so.
So, but either way, before all that, even when stuff started coming out little by little by little, mm-hmm. it still was like, you know, take his honorary degree, take down the Cosby Show, take down this. Oh,
they're
going to
run the Cosby Show. They ain't taking that.
No, they thing. Did. They took it down. I think, but I think one.
It might come back.
Yeah, I think one channel, down. I think, brought it back. But either way, they were like, even like the little bill books he had.
Oh, okay.
They were removing them joints. It's like, okay, if you can take all that stuff from him, yeah, that the dude with the statue. That
right,
new,
right?
Yeah, take yeah.
Take all that.
Take
shit.
That down too. Uh-huh. So,
I mean, it's just it's sad to me that it's just black versus white. They did this and they did this to us, but they did this to this, so they did this. I just want to know, like, are there any Asian or Latino people doing anything questionable that their shit need to come down?
Are there any,
and how are they staying under the radar?
Are they, or are there any statues that we even know about that are up anyway?
Those are the questions that I'm asking.
Right. So I don't know. Mm. I don't know enough about the culture of either to know whether like there's a statue over here. Yeah. I don't know enough about the culture. So okay.
See.
I think that you should stop worrying about our statues and worry about why do you keep stealing our food and calling it Taco Bell.
Hay una mujer.
Okay.
Well, all right.
And it keeps going.
I can't get my tambourines
back. Don't play a tambourine for...
That's, right. That's exactly why it's over here.
You can play use a tambourine.
That is for one segment only.
Oh,
you have stretched it out to whatever.
So I got
to
make a something.
Well, that's why.
Hilarious.
God damn it. Well, that was... yeah, that was...
Took a turn.
That was deep. What?
I said we took a turn. We can get deep.
I thought you said that took a turn.
Oh no! I said we took a turn. That can get that got deep.
Don't. I'm about to say don't come for Hector. You know he pops in on the show and says
that's his name,
Hector.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He does his thing. And he better than BTG. At least his sound bites is only about 15-20 seconds. Yeah. As opposed to the BTG hour.
That's an hour.
Of the Indie Show.
Oh, boy. You silly.
That's nephew, though.
Mm-hmm.
Gosta love, nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we going to get out there, nephs.
Yeah, I'm not going to Vegas in the summertime. BT Dubs.
Too hot.
BT yeah, Dubs, like, BTG.
Right. It's like 100 and something degrees. I'm not doing that. He said, but walk around
it's
drinking.
It's not that hot, though.
Young.
Even though.
It's drink.
Young. It's 100. Queen. I just said 100 and some degrees. How is that not hot?
I said the humidity Queen. Is real. It's off
Lies.
The water.
It's hot.
It's hot.
Off the water. There's no water.
It's okay.
Some of us felt geography. Speaking of drinking and debauchery, why are we not at the Preakness right now?
Oh. Think about it, to be honest with you.
I had tickets for that shit, too.
I didn't think about it.
What you gonna do? I know what we gonna do. We about to get the hell up out of here.
Oh, man.
I hear the music. I know what that means.
Yo.
If you don't know what that music means, email a fellow Deeps and I'll let you know what that means. But as for now, Doctor...
Let me see. I'm not going to do the weather. I know you waiting for me to say that. Let me see.
Because I'm like, the weather is crappy.
One finger to my jaw, trying to work shit out me in the motherfucking heat and trying to kill the motherfucker. Let me see. Two fingers to my family right here doing the thing on Saturday morning. I'm feeling this. Y'all not feeling it? Y'all feeling it? Doing it early, getting it out.
If you
the
start
way.
Bringing some Starbucks, should have probably loosened the fuck up a little bit. But
oh, say that again.
Starbucks bring you here.
Oh, Starbucks gonna bring some shit to me. That what you just said?
You wouldn't drink it anyway.
You so right.
Bring it to us.
Oh, why I gotta bring the Starbucks though? If she can't, why you can't have Starbucks here for us?
Let me check. Queenie Queen, recap to recap. Didn't timely times I have Starbucks for us waiting? Yes, thank you. So, carry on. At least once or twice.
Once or twice, yeah.
I should come here when y'all doing y'all thing, huh?
How about that?
Yeah, okay.
Welcome. You're welcome.
I remember that next time.
You're welcome to come.
Did I just let the cat out the bag that a possible recap to recap is on its way? I'm mm-mm. Sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
You didn't. Anyway, so...
Is that it? What I do? One. I need to
do your
two.
Job.
I need two.
Two. You said to us, or is there another? You have another two.
Okay. No. Okay. Two. I'm just happy to be here with my family on a Saturday.
Yay!
How about that?
Yay! Oh, that was a bit of an aggressive clap.
It wasn't it though.
Queenie Queen.
All right. Let's see. I would like to give two fingers to the show. That I'm watching. It's on True TV. It's called Upscale with Prentice Penny. If you haven't seen any episodes, go check it out. It's on demand. It's a really great show because
what's the name of the show?
Upscale with Prentice Penny. It's cool because on each episode he shows the culture, like you can do stuff that you thought initially, I'm gonna keep it real, where you thought maybe it was just for white people. Or other people that weren't you.
Like what I'm about to do in a few minutes?
Well, I don't know what you're going to do, but...
Trap and ski shoot?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But it's like...
You can go shoot now.
Goddamn.
Yeah, one was... one episode was about, like, buying wine for people. Another episode was about getting a suit made versus buying it off the rack because sometimes it can be just as expensive.
Right.
One episode was, like, about apologies and how you can... Instead of just being like, I'm sorry, you know, just different ways and saying you're sorry to someone, like bringing them chocolate or writing them a nice note. It was just a cool show that I was like.
So basically, really it's liked. A show on the way you and I do things.
Pretty much. Okay. But I mean, at least it'll help people not side eye you. You know what I'm saying?
Un-Negro-fy yourself, people.
I mean, but even you don't have to be a person of color just to watch the show. But I just thought
but it
cool. sounds yeah. cool. Though.
I just thought cool. it was a really cool show. But anyway, and I don't have a one finger. Yeah, I don't have a one finger.
And, you know, and when we say Negro, you know, we don't just mean
you
black
said
people.
Negro. And don't try to put all us in your shit. Damn it.
I'm just saying. When we say Negro, we don't just mean black people.
What do we mean?
I mean, it could be Asian people that act foolishly.
When you say Negro, I thought you mean like nigga or well, nick.
You know what
or
I'm saying.
ER.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's different.
Well, I mean, even you know, Latin people, when they act a damn monkey, because we all seen, they can, them motherfuckers can get out of hand.
Motherfuckers.
I don't appreciate the way that you addressed other people. We are not monkeys. Chimpanzees, maybe.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Okay.
I got pee-pee. Okay.
Just like a new ending part of the show, if you haven't listened to the last 7 Queen, that comes out right about this time of the show.
Oh, God.
So, two fingers, one finger. Two fingers. Two fingers to letting the dust settle, still be standing, and know that. Still have a bright future ahead of you.
All right.
One finger. one finger for the reason that Dust even had to come in the first place.
Well.
There you go. That's my one finger, two finger. Insert them as needed.
Shocker.
We gotta get out of here, people. It is time for us to roll. Shout outs to the people that have let me know that they enjoy. Now, I don't know quite how to take this, but shout out to the people that let me know that they enjoy the way that I introduce the queen nowadays. I don't know if that meant that you felt like I was disrespecting her before, or she was lost in the male shuffle before, but that's right. All hail the queen, goddammit, if you didn't know. Stand to your feet and move your hats, goddammit. So, yeah. IDS show, ever revolving. We're going to do a lot of things the same. We're going to do some shit that you probably never hear again.
And evolving.
Yes. And shout out to Mystery Glitter. Definitely learned about that.
All right.
I need to talk.
What gloss was I wearing?
Need to have a queen talk with the queen after the show.
Yeah, how about that?
And shouts to the doc. Like you said, that Doc has been getting hammered, but Doc has still made himself available, so definitely appreciate that. Pass along a message. I have to, damn it, Gina, said hello to all the Deepsters. She is still in a Mississippi swamp somewhere, treading water, but she is going to try to make her way back.
All right, watch the Gators.
A lot of things coming up on In Deep Show and its networks. People, Stitcher is going nuts. I ask that you please, if you know us and you know what we do, please search around, stay in tune. Email us if you like, if you're not seeing anything, if you haven't seen anything. You know we dropping stuff, so Stitcher's not posting our shit the way we drop it. So hit us up. We'll let you know if there's something that you might have missed or whatever. Keep checking. Indeepshow.com. is actually the best place to go back and see everything that has dropped. Do that. Appreciate you listening. We got to get out of here, but always in closing, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all these technical difficulties
out. I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get.